Today's Amud is Chagiga Beis HaMabeis. We're holding on Beis HaMabeis, 8 lines from the top by the two dots, Chutz Mecher Yishayit Tevekata. So we had mentioned in the Mishnah that everyone, Hakol Chayiv B'Riyah, everybody is Chayiv in Riyah, except for those who aren't. And amongst that list was the Chayre Shaita and a Katan. A Shaita being, and a Katan obviously being people that don't have Das. So says the Gemara that Katani Chayresh Dumya the Shaita V'Katan. We see from the fact that the Mishnah groups together Chayresh together with a Shaita and a Katan, we see that the Chayresh that the Mishnah is referring to is a Chayresh that's similar to a Shaita and a Katan. So Ma Shaita V'Katan Delav B'nei Deya, just like a Shaita and a Katan are obviously people that do not have Das, Av Chayresh Delav Bar Deyahu. So too the Chayresh that's in discussion is a chayrish that does not have das. What is type of chayrish doesn't have das? Ukamash malon kedetnan, which is coming to teach us that which we know from a Mishnah, that chayrish edibru chachamim bechol makayim. Anytime in Shas we find that the Mishnah talks stam about a chayrish, it's she'inei shaymeya ve'inei medaber. We're referring specifically to the type of chayrish that he's not just that he can't hear. Typically, Chayrish means just that he can't hear. We're not just discussing a Chayrish who can't hear. We're discussing a Chayrish who can't hear and he also can't speak. He mamish can't communicate with people. And then therefore, because he can't communicate at all, he can't hear, he can't speak, so he's halachically treated like a Shaitan Nekata and he's considered a Lav Bar Das. Hamedaber Veinei Shemeya. But if a person's able to speak and he's only not able to hear, or Shaymeya Ve'ena Medaber, he's able to hear, but he just can't speak, so then he's Chayiv. Then he's going to be Chayiv in all mitzvahs, he's going to be Chayiv in Riyah. The Chayrish that we're talking about in our Mishnah, and always in Shas, is when it's linked together with the Shaita V'Katan, so the Chayrish that we're discussing is a Chayrish that's not a Bardas. What type of Chayrish is not a Bardas? It's specifically if he's both a deaf and a mute. Someone who's both deaf and mute, so then he's considered a Lav Bardas. Now, it's important to point out that such a chayresh, it's not that he's mamish a shaita, he's not mamish a napardas. The Gemara Nevamis in Kufyat Gimel and Aleph uses an expression that daitoy kalusha, which literally means that he has a weak das. Like today we see many times a person maybe knows a chayresh who sometimes they seem pretty intelligent. They're not mamish a shaita, but afal pikein lahalacha, they're treated like a shaita. Nowadays is really, and for many hundreds of years already, there are methods of teaching a chayresh how to speak. And then the Paiskim discuss, does that now make him into a bardas? Can we now consider him to be a medaber ve'ena shemeya? If a chayrish learns how to speak, so perhaps if he goes to one of these schools where he learns how to speak and we see he's intelligent, so maybe then he won't have the status anymore as a halachic chayrish. That, as Hashem, will discuss in more detail in the Araisa Lahalacha in the end of the week. But Al Kapadim, the Gemara says that the chayrish that the Mishnah is discussing, that he's pata from Riyah, and what, then he's pata from all mitzvahs, is dafka if he's both a deaf and a mute. But if he's able to talk, or if he's able to speak, so then he is going to be chayv in Re'iyah. And says the Gemara, that Tanina lahadatan Rabbanan. This is also like that which we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Hamidaber vish'enei shemeya, someone who's able to speak and he's not able to hear, zehu chayresh. So he's called a chayresh. A shemeya ve'enei medab, I mean, not a halachic chayresh, as we'll see in a moment, but he's in the word that we use to describe such a person, is that he's called a chayresh. A shemeya ve'enei medaber, someone who's able to hear and he can't speak, Zehu Ilaim, that's what we call an Ilaim. He's called a mute. But Zeh v'Zeh, in both of these cases, a Shemeya v'Ina Medaber, or a Medaber v'Ina Shemeya, both of these cases, Harehein Kepikchen Chol Devrehem, they're considered a Bardas with regards to all of matters. With regards to all matters, they're considered a Bardas. That's not the Chayrish that our Mishnah is discussing. Such a Chayrish that's able to talk, he's just not able to hear, such a Chayrish, he's considered a Pikeach, he's considered a Bardas. All of his Kinyanim are Kinyanim, he's able to give a get. Everything is considered like a regular bardas. It's only a chayrish that's ena shemeya, and he's ena medaber. That's what our Mishnah says, that he's not like a pikeach, he's like a shaita, and he's going to be pater from mitzvahs, including in that, pater from the mitzvah of Riyah. Now ask the Gemara, umimayde medaber vish ena shemeya zehu chayrish, where do you get it from that those are the right words to describe such people? How do you know that a person who's able to talk and he just can't hear, that he's called a cheresh? And how do you know that a person who's able to hear and he just can't talk, that he's called an ilim? So says the Gemara, because we have a pasuk. Dechsiv, the pasuk says, "Va'ani kecheresh le'eshma." I am like a cheresh who's unable to hear. So you see, a cheresh is a person who's deaf. He's a person who's not able to hear. And the pasuk continues that I'm uki ilam lo yiftach piv, and I'm like an ilam, a mute who can't open his mouth. So you see from here, a shaymeh ve'ene medaber, a person who can't speak, he's called an ilam. So we wanted to know what's the makar for these terminologies. We learn it out from a pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, "Va'ani kecheresh le'eshma uki ilam lo yiftach." And says the Gemara, this that an elam is a mute, v'bayis ema, we have another makar, that an elam is a mute, kedamri inchi, it's like people say, that the very word elam is a conjunction of ishtakel milule, that his words were taken from him. The very word elam is a conjunction of ishtakel milule, that his words were taken. That's gufa, what the whole word elam means, so that's the makar, that an elam is a mute, it's because that's what the word elam means. It means that his words were taken from him. Amongst the very interesting kuntresim that Aderes wrote is a kuntres he wrote called Kush Divrei Emes. Over there in Kush Divrei Emes, he brings in the Akdama that which the Mishnah says in Maseches Avos, that the Mishnah over there says about Chazal, that Kol Divreiem Kegach Le'esh, that all of their words are like fire. You have to be careful with all their words. Kol Divreiem Kegach Le'esh, says the Aderes, the word Kol, Kol Asu Yemahi. What's Kol coming to include? It means that there are zero extras in the words of Chazal. Every single thing is important. You can learn from everything of Chazal. Don't treat lightly anything. Kol divreim kegach la'esh. There's no hakol asu yemai. Everything. Every single word of Chazal is precious. Says the Aderes that he has a theory. He calls it. He proves it. He goes through all of Shas like this. He says anytime the Chazal say keda amri inshe. Anytime you have a Gemara. And the Gemara feels the need to tell us. It tells us something, and then it says, "Kedah amri inchi." It's like people say, there's something to learn. They're telling it to us for a reason. It's not for nothing that they're telling us, "Kedah amri inchi." It's not, "Kol divreim kegach le'esh." Don't treat it so lightly. And so one of the places where he goes through all of Shas, he goes through all the "Kedah amri inchi" in Shas, one of them obviously being our Gemara. And he says, what's the "Kedah amri inchi" over here coming to add? The Gemara just brought a pasuk. We said, "Vani kecheresh le'esh ma'uku ilim." And Elam is someone who can't open his mouth. That his words were taken from him. What are Chazal coming to add? Why are they telling this? Why are they telling us this? And over here it's even more schwer, he points out, because here it's like Yehuda Va'oid Lekra. We already brought a pasuk that an Elam means a mute. Now we're telling you also, and that's what people say. Why would the Gemara feel a need to mention the Kedamri Inshi after we just brought a pasuk that that's the definition of an Elam? So says the Aderes, there's a nafkamina lahalacha. Chazal are teaching us something. Kedah amri inshi ishtakel milule is coming to teach us a halacha. He says if it was just for the pasuk, if all they had was the pasuk telling us that an ilam is ki ilam yiftach piv, that has the mashmois, you could think after learning such a pasuk that an ilam is a person who can't open up his mouth, that he mamish can't open up his mouth bichlal. He can't even utter a sound. But what would happen if you have a person that could talk a little bit. He could utter sounds. Now, you don't understand what he's saying, but he feels that he's saying words. He thinks he's saying words. He's saying sounds. He's opening up his mouth, but we can't tell what he's saying. We to the listener, you don't hear anything. I might have thought from the pasuk that that's not called an elam. At that point, he's already called a medaber. And maybe even if he wouldn't be able to hear, but at least if he could open up his mouth in such a way, maybe that would be called a medaber ve'ine shemea. He's not a cheresh elam. He's a medaber ve'ine shemea because he could open up his mouth. Maybe he's going to be like a pikeach. That's what you might have thought if all you would have had was the pasuk. Kamash malan chazal, then no, an elam is ishtiko milule. It means his words were taken from him. It's not enough if he just makes sounds. If he can't make words, say words in a way that other people could understand what he's saying, even that is considered that he's ena medaber. That's considered an elam. If you can't hear what he's saying, if you can't understand what he's saying, so that's included in elam. And that's what the Adara says. That's what we learn out from this kedah amri inchi. Kedah amri inchi ishtiko milule, that an elam is a person that his words were taken from him, which means that you don't understand the words that he's saying when he talks. And it's actually brought lahalacha, because the Paiskim discussed that even if we consider a cheresh who goes to school to learn how to talk, even if we would say that now he's considered a pikeach, it's only if he could utter words in a way that's audible, that people can understand what he's saying. But if people don't understand what he's saying, then he's still called an enam medaber, like this chiddush of the Adaris, that that's what we're goofa learning from the Kedamri Inchi, Kedamri Inchi Ishtako Milule. Al-Kopad and the Gemara was just telling us that the definition of the of an elam, and proving that the definition of an elam is a mute, is a person who can't talk. Now we just said, we mentioned that medaber v'sheina v'ena shemeya and shemeya v'ena medaber is chayev. We said that the only type of cheresh who's pata from ria is a person who both is a deaf and a mute. He's both a deaf mute. But if he's just a deaf or just a mute, he's able to hear and can't talk, or able to talk and can't hear, so then he's chayev in the mitzvah of ria. Now ask the Gemara, is that true? Such a person is chayiv and riyah, but Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, medaber v'ena shemeh, and shemeh v'ena medaber is pater, that a person who's able to talk and can't hear, he's just deaf, or he's a mute, he's able to hear, but he can't talk, so he's pater from riyah, he's pater. So how could you tell me he's chayiv? We learned in the Braisa, he's pater. So says the Gemara, amravina v'itema rava, chesure mechsra v'hachi ketani. We're missing some words a little bit, or this is really what the Mishnah means to say. The Mishnah means to say like this. Until now, we thought that the Mishnah was just discussing Re'iyah. Says the Gemara, no. What the Mishnah means to say is like this. Hakol chayavin b'Re'iyah u'besimcha. Everybody is chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah and Simcha. Chutz, so we're not just talking about Re'iyah, we're also talking about the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov. Chutz mi'cheresh ha'medaber ve'ena shemeya, and shemeya ve'ena medaber. Except for a cheresh who's able to talk and can't hear, or hear and can't talk, shepata mina Re'iyah, such a cheresh, like the Braisa we just quoted, said, Enechanami, he's pater from Re'iyah. Va'af al-pisha pater mina Re'iyah, but even though he's pater from Re'iyah, chayiv b'simcha, he's chayiv in the mitzvah of Simcha. Ve'ash she'eno lo'y shemeh ve'lo'y medaber, a full-fledged cheresh, he's a deaf mute, so and a shaita and a katan, so then he's pater af mina Simcha. So then they're pater even from the mitzvah of Simcha, ha'ilu patur mikol ha'mitzvah samura b'tayra, because they're pater from all mitzvahs that are said in the Torah. So really what we're answering is like this. The diak from the Mishnah, that a deaf or a mute, that their chayiv was going on the mitzvah of Simcha. But in a chanami, they're pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, like the Braisa says, and the medaber v'ena shemeh, and shemeh v'ena medaber are pater from Re'iyah. Now why it is that they're pater from Re'iyah and chayiv and Simcha, we'll get to Bez Hashem in tomorrow's shir. But that's the halacha that the Mishnah was telling us. And Tani Nami Hachi, says the Gemara, we have a Braisa which says mamis exactly like this. The Braisa says, Akol chayavim b'Re'iyah u'besimcha, that everybody is chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah and Simcha, chutz mi'cheresh ha'medaber v'ena shemeah, and shemeah v'ena medaber, except for a person who's just a deaf or just a mute, shepetur min ha'Re'iyah, such a person is pater from Re'iyah, va'af al-pi shepetur min ha'Re'iyah, and even though he's pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, he's chayiv b'simcha, because he's chayiv in generally in all mitzvahs, included in that is that he's chayiv in Simcha. It's a special patur by Re'iyah, which was, as we said, we'll get to, but he's chayiv in Simcha. Ve'esh eina lo'y shemeah v'lo'y medaber, if he's a deaf mute, v'shaita v'katan, so then they're not b'nei das, and they're patur in af mina simcha, they're going to be patur even from the mitzvah of simcha, ha'il patur mikol mitzvah samuras b'taira, because they're patur from all the mitzvahs, and m'mela they're going to be patur even from the mitzvah of simcha. Mamash b'raisa, that says exactly like we just answered.